All right, you want to talk Georgia football first?
Okay.
All right, let's do some dog
All
talk.
across the five count.
All right,
One, two, three,
another
four,
beatdown delivered by UGA.
Yeah, I had to work during it. I was not happy about this. The entire time they're playing football, I'm unfulfilling dreams. It was horseshit. Working for people that I am more intelligent than, not fun.
Oh yeah, that's most of those jobs though. Just
Yeah.
life in general most of the time. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
Well, the Bulldogs trounced the Vanderbilt Commodores
We should have the revenge game.
45 to 14. Our running game was outstanding as always.
Yeah, we punched him in the face. I got home and watched the replay like a real useless dumbass and skipped through like all of Vanderbilt's offense minus kind of big plays because I do like watching our defense, but then I'm a beta basic bitch when it comes to that shit. Like watching it
Oh, I
live,
love
it's so
it.
much more fun because I'll actually have to watch it all, but my attention span is just like ew, click, ew.
I love watching the defense, just the fucking stout defense. Fromm made some good throws, and our defense was still good, even though we were missing three starters. We were missing Trent Thompson at defensive tackle, Reggie Carter outside linebacker, and Nantrez Patrick at inside linebacker, who got arrested.
Well, at least it's not Mark Richt there, and their lives aren't ruined for having fun.
Yeah, Patrick got arrested, misdemeanor marijuana charge a few days before
Aww.
the game. But it's looking like just a 4-game suspension because we have new
That's
legislation in the
right.
state of
Kirby Smart, one of his first things he
Georgia.
did before the practice stadium was even fucking put into motion was get legislation changed. That's a real coach. I didn't even know it worked like that.
Yeah.
That's how you know college football is fucking crooked. The first thing this dude does when he gets hired is like, I need legislature change. Otherwise, we can't even compete.
It just confirms that Saban is the president of Alabama,
It confirms a lot
the
more than that.
state.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're paying our players
College
now.
football and legislature should not be hand in hand.
Doesn't say separation of football and state, okay, Chase?
Yeah, God damn it. That
But
is church in the South.
it's true, it's true. I think the quarterback debate's over. Easton came in with the second team, did not look great.
Oh, dude.
But to be fair, it was the second team.
He looks like a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scared deer.
I do feel a little bad turning on him because I was so
I'm
behind him
not
last
turning
year.
on him because that pass he threw that I was beautiful. And that's the thing he can do that I can't see Fromm doing is like that Stafford
On the
just like,
line.
here's a little square window, there's the ball. But he's just so petrified. We got the O-line now and the run game, you figured he'd be all right. But it's just like to me, it's just he's in his own head, and a change of scenery or an off season, like I'm still one of those guys that's like I want him to stay and then come back and win the job again next year. I love Fromm to death, but if Eason can get to where he's supposed to get,
Yeah.
like love Fromm to death, ceiling's really high, but Eason's ceiling is like once
It's
in,
definitely higher.
yeah. So it's like to me, it's still like if you have that, try to hold on to that because yeah, Justin Fields number one player commitment as well. Who cares when it comes down to Jacob Eason?
It's true.
Has lightning in his arm, and there's only like four other dudes in college that can do that. And
I think he just had a lot of bad shit happen to him this season. You know, he comes out, he gets injured.
I'm a Duke fan in basketball, and it's just like it's a Grayson Allen thing where he's obviously in his own head.
Yeah,
Like
that's
he's
what it
not
is.
tripping people, but there's obviously something happening in that head of his to where it's something that we can't see or do anything about.
But to be fair, he's had a lot of things happen to him that would make him in his own head, that would put him in his own head. You know what I mean? Like losing the job after the injury and then coming out in the Vanderbilt game and then just getting rocked with the second team. I mean,
I still
can't
think
be
the
easy.
UT game's what fucked him.
Yeah.
Because, like, you think
I'm sure he
about
wanted
that.
that.
Yeah, well, it's like, that would have been two game winners in a row.
Yeah.
And you would have had a legend forming around this boy. It wouldn't even been a quarterback controversy. We may not, like, we probably still would have gotten Fromm, but it's just like, it would have been like, holy shit, this motherfucker's cock strong. You see that thing?
Yeah, that was crazy. I
That
mean,
pass that he threw to McKenzie was a game winner. And then the pass he threw to Riley Ridley. Oh, God, that was a nice pass.
It was
It
one of the
was.
prettiest passes I've ever seen in a
Yeah.
football game.
Yeah. It was beautiful. It's like, I don't forget that shit. And as much as I like the kid that can throw 100 yards with five running backs, he's still a kid. Eason's a kid, too, but he's played more still. Like, it's still a thing to me. Like,
True.
I like Eason more overall. Unless, like, Eason keeps going out there and looking timid, but okay, fine. It might be where it's like, you tricked me once, shame on you. You fooled me twice, shame on me. But I say give the kid an off season. Give him a chance to get out of his head, bang a bunch of models, get drunk as shit, and party a bunch over the summer. Get his confidence back. Remember who he is.
I just hope that he gives himself another off season and doesn't just transfer right away. Because, I mean, you can't really take Fromm out because you got to go with the hot hand, I feel like. So until Fromm struggles, I think he'll be our guy all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. But Eason does need snaps with the first team is the problem. So it's like, it's a really tough situation.
With them. Yep. They don't know where he likes it.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's a tough situation. But, I mean, Kirby's, you know, a great coach. He'll get it figured out. But I honestly, I just think Eason's going to transfer.
Fuck Vanderbilt. Fuck him. Fuck him.
We're number four in the polls now because Oklahoma lost. We got Missouri next week. Then we got the bye week. And then we got our stretch of Florida.
Bye week's going the fuck down.
Yeah. So I see good things for us in the future. Florida lost to LSU. They're looking weak. The only team I'm really worried about is Auburn.
Auburn sucks. Fuck yeah. Auburn. Fuck you, Ryan. Friend of ours who likes Auburn that none of you know. Fuck Ryan. If you have a Ryan in your friend circle that likes Auburn, fuck them. Auburn.
So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully UGA can keep rolling and keep making good shit happen on the football field.
Yeah, it's just like it's so weird now. Like, two big games left. We won a big game.
Oh, you're you feel weird about winning?
Yeah, I'm still scared because of all the Mark Richt years where it's like,
yeah,
are we gonna fuck this up? And Patrick gets there. It's like, God damn it, we might fuck this up. And it's like. Stop it. Like, it's the Georgia being Georgia bullshit.
Georgia curse.
Yeah. I don't know if you call it a curse or what. Just
Georgia bullshit.
We beat Florida and we beat Auburn, I will be so confused.
We'll just assume we're losing to Alabama.
Happily confused, but it'll be a feeling I've never felt before. Yeah, we'll probably be an undefeated team at that point going against Tech, but it's the other thing is just that, like, it's like, does this mean I don't have to worry as much anymore?
Or that I need to worry more.
Are we finally there now? Because this is supposed to happen next season, not this season.
That's true.
This was supposed to be next season. This season was supposed to be like a 3-loss year.
Yeah, nice 9-3, 10-2, maybe lose the SEC championship year. But I don't know. We are definitely overachieving.
Yeah.
All we can do is just stay behind our team.
New Republic of Georgia.
New
President Kirby Smart.
You're going to take over this country.
We're traveling, motherfucker. We're taking over. Conquesting.
7 home games, bitch.
Manifest destiny. See you red.
See you red.
Notre Dame took it. Even Wrigley Field fucking took it.
Took it too. Collateral damage, Wrigley
Field.
That's right.
Didn't give a shit. Vanderbilt fucking took it.
Yeah.
Nayland took it.
we didn't really overtake that one. Tennessee fans always show up.
Yeah, but that's just... They're cousin fuckers. Cousin fuckers, that's all they have.
It's all they have in Knoxville. But yeah, I hope UGA keeps rolling and we get to that SEC championship game.
Yeah.
We'll see. Good stuff. Good stuff.